G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast. It is Tuesday, the 20th of April, and I think there could be a world record attempt on the Central Coast.
The dogs are walking.
Damn straight they are. We looked at that. Also, Indiana Jones.
Oh, mate, responsible for so many archaeologists getting into the trade around about the 80s.
As well as that, we found out from our tech expert, Trevor Long, why Google is in a spot of bother.
And found out that man is actually working on Mars.
Gold Coast dog walker whisperer Ryan Pomeroy has broken the world record for walking the most pooches simultaneously by an individual over.
How many would you reckon? I reckon world record this is.
Yep.
Never been done before.
Yep.
I don't know. It's got to be in the hundreds.
Lower. Oh, you could have told me we're doing the game show. If I knew we'd go and do the bloody game show, we'd have the bloody game show music.
Less than 100?
Less than 100. Hang on.
How many dogs can you walk at one time?
Yeah.
Less than 100, you say?
Less than 100.
What, less than 80?
Lower.
Less than 70?
Lower.
Come on.
Lower.
Less than 60?
No, lower.
What sort of world record's this?
I know. This is why it's achievable, pal, and we can do it on the Central Coast.
Less than 50.
Higher.
Oh, 52.
Higher.
53.
Higher.
58.
Lower.
56. 56.
Lower.
55.
Yes. So, read this morning, Robert. Clearly, mate. So, this title was previously held by another Aussie. What he's done, he's managed to get 55 of his regular customers on leads and everything, walk for a K, and he's in the Guinness World Records. If there is an achiever 1 kilometre, we could do it on the Central Coast.
55 dogs, I'm just imagining it.
I know,
you'd need some long leads, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
And because what if one decides to take a ball that way?
Oh, yeah, I know. There's a few.
You could break a hand.
I know. There's a few issues with it, but I think it could be done because we saw the amount of dogs when we were at Terrigal Boardwalk, the opening last week. We said, how many people are here? How many kids, you know, mums with prams? How many dogs?
Yeah, there's lots.
Could it be done?
We could do that.
I think we could do it. Like, 55. If you were a dog lover, I would give up 2 dogs, Bear and Taco. Would you give your, what's your dog's name?
Walt.
Would Walt do it?
Yeah, he'd do it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. Would you get your dog involved? I know. Look, is there an issue?
Heaven help the walker if you did it down at the boardwalk.
It's you.
A couple of pigeons went by.
No, mate, you're the walker.
Dogs just go, I'll take that.
So there's 50. We've got to get 56 dogs to break this Guinness World Record. I think it can be achieved.
We could really do it. This could be a Central Coast first world record.
Yeah.
Has there been another world record on the Central Coast?
My mate.
The world record hotline?
My mate has got a couple of world records. We will try.
No, he does not.
He does so. Yes, he does.
Doing what?
Things.
I'm not making that up.
I am not. We have Guinness World Record.
We have the opportunity here to make a world record on the Central Coast.
133353. That's all we need. 56 because 55.
Maybe we need people to get in touch and volunteer their dogs. Put it on the Facebook page.
And we could work out the path. You know, it would be easy to do it around, say, Adcock Park. Because there's heaps of space there. Heaps of space.
Wonder if we get some rope from BJ Howe's Meadowland.
Of course we could. And some collars. The dogs that have collars.
Have their own collars. You just need longer leads.
You need longer leads because you don't want them entangled. And dogs, do they sort of go off when they're all in a pack like that? That's what I'd love to know.
Well, that's the thing. If they see something they like, what if like a little pussycat runs up ahead and all of a sudden they all go at once?
Teething problems, Rob. But I think that is achievable, mate.
Some smart aleck kid walks in front of you, grabs a ball and throws it.
Ruins the Guinness World Record.
Take the skin off your knees.
And we've got Johnny Gatt from Canine Services from Cantong Beach. Hello, Johnny. How are you, mate?
G'day, John.
Hey, boys. LA's.
Now, tell us where you are at the moment, mate.
Mate, I'm out Norway fishing on my kayak, and while I'm hanging on, I've got the biggest trevally. I've hooked onto this trevally, and I've still got him on my rod while I'm talking to you guys. How's that?
So you're in a kayak off Norah Head.
at Norwich. Yep.
How?
On a nice big trevally, and I still can't bring him up. I'm trying to hold the phone, one ear on the right. I'm trying to reel him up. I'm nearly going over your bloody kayak. This better be worth it, boys.
Oh, God. All you've done is whinged in this phone call.
I'm losing my trevally. Come on.
Mate, what's the conditions like at Nora Head on the water?
Mate,
beautiful.
Spot on. Absolutely spot on, mate. Amazing.
Oh,
love it.
We just want to. I'm just imagining myself out there in the kayak with you.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Paddy's lying. He would never do it. He's too scared of the ocean.
Now, want to know, mate, the pros and cons.
Hang on, I've got another one.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Please. Sorry, go on, boys.
Okay. The pros and cons of going for this Guinness World Record attempt are one person holding on to 55 dogs. Well, it's 56 at the moment. Is that achievable? Well, it is achievable, clearly.
Hey, but anything's achievable for the work in it, but, you know, I'm assuming he's done this with no distractions at all. Could you imagine 56 dogs, a little pooch comes along somewhere with a lady walking and they see it, 56 dogs as in packs? That would go ballistic.
Okay.
Right? You've got issues. Oh, shit, look at this. Oh, sorry, boys. I've got the size of this. Anyway, sorry, guys.
It's okay. That's okay.
Imagine if you were walking 55 dogs.
It would be a dream, but that I've got to see. I'd love to see it and have one of my dogs walking around and see what they do then.
Because you do canine services, you're a dog whisperer. Could you, if we had the 56 dogs, because you want to break the record, if you just whisper in their ear, you know, calm down, boys, how would you psych them up?
He'd have no control over that situation, mate, if they broke.
No, nothing. Right. You do see dog walkers, though, John. They get around and they've got seven or eight dogs on leads and they're walking down the road and they look pretty comfortable.
Of course. You know, what you remember, Rob, is these are well-trained dogs too, all right? It's smart marketing, of course, but I've walked 10, 15 dogs, which I have, but they're all under control. They've all been trained properly, though. You know, you're not just going to get any dog and just, you know, expect him to behave, especially, you know.
Say my dogs.
Each other. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if they run one way, you just distract them by throwing a bone the other way, and then so you get anti-pull on both sides. It'd be sweet. It's like afterburning with the dogs. You just distract them in the other direction.
That's it. Mate, you've got to maintain control. You've got to have proper control. He's taking a big risk, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, it seemed like a good idea.
It could be funny. I reckon we should have a crack.
What do you think? Is it a cheat? Like,
could we do it?
Is a cheat. Could we do it?
I personally think it's not achievable.
There you go.
Oh.
Don't abandon your dreams because of those who lack the vision, John Gatt.
That's why it's a world record attempt, John.
Yeah. That I've got to see. Then I'll make it as a world record.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks for your
poo bar
of that.
Go, man. I've got to try to bring this thing in. It's so big. I'm losing it.
All right. Yeah, John Gatt on a kayak at Nora Head with a trevally on the line. Thank you for joining us this morning, Johnny.
All right, guys. See you later. Love you.
John Gatt from K9 Services.
This is the news. Doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
It takes some manpower to get you in, I reckon.
I tell you what.
Anyway, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What do you got for us, sir?
Well, we all know Indiana Jones. There was talk of a fifth movie, and it is going to be released around, or they're filming in April.
Is this going to be the last one, isn't
Indiana
it?
Jones 5. And there's been rumours that said that the film's going to be some sort of send-off to Ford's character before they start doing reboots and sequels and stuff like that.
How old's Harrison Ford? Is he about 80?
77.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
77.
Gee, good age. Still cracking.
And still doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So good.
It's exhausting doing those movies. I think the last one near bust him. Mm. But anyway, in an interview today, Ford said he shut down rumours that there was going to be sequels. He said nobody is going to be Indiana Jones. Don't you get it? I am Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's what he said. And that's it.
So when he goes, Indy goes.
Aren't they going to clone him and get his clone, like his, you know, DNA, and then clone him?
Well, no, you wouldn't even need to, because you know how now you can just get anyone's face. Did you see the guy on the computer and he put Tom Cruise's face on his own head and did Tom Cruise's mannerisms, but it looked as though Tom Cruise was talking.
Was that on?
And there's all these
Facebook
digital dummies that people do. Yeah, like they can dummy up Donald Trump and make it look like he's saying something.
Oh, right.
And say whatever you like.
Just using computer
graphics.
Wouldn't
surprise
graphics.
Anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, computer graphics could do
right.
it. But anyway, the movie is going to be out next year.
Good work.
And they're filming in a month.
Well done.
I love Indiana Jones,
yeah,
that's all.
Good on you. Well, I'll keep the Indiana Jones music going because Bitcoin, if you're into that, you bought that the other week. The price of Bitcoin plunged dramatically over the weekend as rumours of a crackdown on money laundering sparked a sell-off frenzy. Cryptocurrencies were hit by a flash crash over the weekend that saw the price of Bitcoin plunge by a dramatic 15% in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Its sharpest slide in months. Now, what did you lose? Did you have a check?
Lost 400 overnight.
400 over. Damn.
Damn. You know, only started with 1,000.
Yeah, get out.
No, get no. Out. It's just a couple of big whales selling off. Selling off, right. See?
And what it is, like whales, we spoke about this earlier on this morning. Well, whales are these people, like when they go to the casino, they're worth millions of dollars and they just big,
and they
big
bet
in huge amounts.
And when they're there, the casino feels it.
Yeah.
Same thing. You take the whales took their money out of Bitcoin to take some profits, that's all.
I would love to know. Good time to buy. I'd love to know if you work at a casino, what was the biggest amount that you've seen bet? It's staggering.
I watched a guy lose $10,000 in 10 minutes. Showing me how to play Baccarat. And he said, have you worked out how to play? I said, I think so. He goes, good. So that was an expensive lesson. It's amazing how much people can.
I only play blackjack. I love blackjack and that's all I play. I don't play any other game.
I'm not a gambler.
Yeah. Oh, I love the casino though.
I might go in and throw red for like $5 on red or black.
And that's it. You're more
on the roulette wheel.
You're more at the bar. Anyway,
that's where I lose all my money.
that is to other news. But we now have our textbird on, Trevor Long, the man men envy, the man women adore from EFTM.com.au and also Channel 9. G'day, Trevor.
Hello, Trevor.
There's no G suburbs on the peninsula, so I only deal with Etalong, Woi Woi, and Yamina personally.
That's right. What is Australia Avenue, Yamina you grew up,
that's
mate?
That's it. Flathead Road, Etalong, and then Australia Avenue, Yamina.
There you go.
One way in, one way out, unless you got a hoverboard. You're Trevor.
Hey.
I've seen my 15-year-old son sent me a TikTok video of a guy in the States, and he is off the ground just cruising around on a hoverboard. It's like, remember when you saw Back to the Future for the first time and he's on that hover skateboard and you thought, wow, one day.
Is it true,
this
though?
This is it. It is a true thing.
Rob, have you seen King Kong versus Godzilla?
Yeah. Awesome.
You know that's not real, mate.
Are you telling me?
Trevi, that's what I said to him. I said, mate.
So there's a couple of things. The hoverboards that exist today are those stupid ones with wheels on each side that you kind of balance on. The ones that I fell off and broke my arm, it cost me $3,500 to get fixed. But the ones you're seeing in that video, so there was a company a few years ago that made a thing, I think it was for Lexus, and it was at a skate park. And what they did in the ground, magnets and things. So there's basically a track in the ground. And so the hoverboard is hovering, but it's literally restricted to a single track. It can't just be hovered down the main street of Gosford.
One day, though, Trev.
What? You think? Oh, I don't.
I don't know.
I just don't see the point of it.
No, but this looks like it's like almost like a drone, and he's standing on a drone. There's like 8 propellers. He's in the air.
So good on him. That's going to hurt when you fall off.
Yeah, it is probably.
Folks are dumb where we come from.
Okay. Anyway,
now, Trevi, to other matters. Mate, why is Google in hot water? What have they done?
You know what? When you set up an Android phone, it says, do you want to track location history? And you say no. So Google, well done for asking people. Problem is the ACCC found out that if you said no, the apps like Google Maps and other things would still maintain and record your location history. And the ACCC deemed that that was anti-competitive or actually against consumer law to just deceive people like that. And they won in the federal court. They got a ruling that said that Google did deceive people. In fact, Google had meetings. When this was published that this existed, Google had meetings that were all about, uh-oh, we've been found out.
Oh.
So look, a nice win for consumers at the federal court and a big one for the ACCC. So a little fine going to be paid, a few million bucks, nothing for Google. But hopefully they'll learn the lesson that you have to be honest with consumers.
Can we form a class action?
Look, no. The last time you were in class, you got kicked out. So if we're forming a class action, it'll be me and Rob.
He's the one who thought that bloke was on the hoverboard. Thanks, no. Mr. Long.
Oh, look, there's more to that. Hey, what about self-driving cars? There's been some trouble in the States.
Well, look, a Tesla crashed in the United States. Two men were killed and they weren't in the driver's seat. That's what the police said, which immediately makes us all think, well, what the hell was going on? Now, Tesla has denied that autopilot was in use, nor that the car had full self-driving. But the very fact they had to do that is what worries me. We've got this situation where people are thinking that Teslas can self-drive, and therefore they're maybe showing off to their mates. In the end, we don't know what happened to these two blokes. They may have made a decision of their own to do this. Who knows? But It's not a good look for Tesla when this happens. They have to fight against this. I believe, and frankly, and I'm going to call Rod Sims, I don't think they should be allowed to use the terms autopilot or full self-driving without full government regulatory approval. That's what I'm calling for.
Mate, do you think it's a fair way off before we have autonomous vehicles on the road? Mate,
that's as far off as a hoverboard.
You might have freeway autonomy in the next 5 years, but you won't have anything around the streets of the coast for 10 years plus.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Mate. You're getting cars now and they hold their lanes and they almost drive themselves.
Smart now. They're smart, they're safe, but they're not self-driving. Let's be very clear.
No. All right. Chubby Long.
Unlike the factual nature of a helicopter on Mars, because Petey doesn't even believe that we're there.
Yes.
How good is flying a chopper on another planet billions of kilometres away?
When did that happen?
I get scared flying a drone 100 metres in the air. This thing happened on another planet. So it happened last night. They flew up in the air, they twisted it around, they landed again to prove that they could do it, and now they'll use it for a bit of exploration up there as well. Very,
there
very
you go.
Cool.
Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au, our former local bloke who used to live in Australia Avenue and Flathead Road as well. Thank you very much.
Martians, look out.
See you, boys.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?